Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Welcome to Reality NSFW coverage of the Challenge All-Stars 2. This is episode
5. No, 6. Sorry, my bad.
It was Alex's
I want it to be episode 5 because this season has been amazing. I don't want it to end.
It is. So I am Johnny Fairplay, joined by Alex Trias, Lauren Pratt, and special guest, holy moly, I cannot believe this happened. We got Tech Money 1/4 of the Four Horsemen. We'll get there.
That's right. The Four Horse People.
Okay. It's 2021. The Four Horse People. Ric Flair is rolling over in his grave right now. He's aiming at it. And 1/3 of the Three Kings, also 1/3 of the King's Palace.
Yes, sir. What's up, Johnny Fairplay? How y'all doing?
Great. Did you guys ever decide on a name? Because like I feel like we're watching Big Brother right now where the names change every episode.
No. We're the King's Palace.
It was Three Kings. Yeah. It was Three Kings for about 2 minutes on the show.
Yeah, but you know, it's just like, like Diddy has, it's Puffy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs. We come from that era. So, okay. It's the King's Palace. But and the Four Horsemen, the Three Kings.
Okay, and somewhere Mace is looking for his money.
take that,
Mace. take that, not your share of the royalties. So we're talking episode 6, A Whole New World. And previously on the challenge, we have Kahuna above something. This was the weakest previously on this season. You guys have done so good, both All-Stars 1 and now having fun with the previously on stuff. So much more fun than the MTV series that it's just like, hey, guys, get over here. We need to do a previously on. And this means that where you guys were creative. I heard last season, out of the gate, you're just like, I want to jump naked previously on. We're making this happen. And I think you kind of set the tone for all these previously ons. Thus, after.
Yeah. Well, I had Ruthie on the show with me, So, we had to throw it back. It was only right. They didn't have a pool, an official pool for me to christen. So, we had to christen the lake. So, that's what it was. The party doesn't start till Tech gets naked. Tech and Ruthie get naked, I should say, if we're there together. So, that's what it was. We just had to christen the lake. And, it's been some fun previously on. It's been some fun time. We've been having a really, really fun time. Throwing it back, taking it back to the nostalgia of the early 90s, late 90s, early 2000s. We've been having a great time for sure.
Yeah, we're loving it. It's so great. I don't think our paths ever crossed back in the day, Tech Money. Because
I feel like we did, bro. I don't know, man. I'm sure I probably smoked that memory. You probably smoked that memory or something like that. But I feel like Johnny Fairplay and Dublin's like kind of ring a
That's a strong possibility. I do. I remember going to Dublin's, what was it, Sunday nights, a lot of us would go to Dublin's, and you could always see DMX there. And if he was having a good, if he was having a good week monetarily, he'd order a ball of Hennessy and tip $5. And if he was having a bad week, he'd order a six pack of Heineken and a $5 tip.
That's hilarious.
I knew a few waitresses that were none too happy to get DMX as their table.
Oh wow.
They're like, yeah, $5 either way. That was it. Hey, I mean, you know, $5. I mean,
$5. Hey, you know what? He said he had $5 on it. He wasn't a loser, but he had $5 on it.
What are they really doing bringing a bottle to the table? I mean, honestly, they're walking to the back. They're saying about $5 is pretty strong.
Nah, it's about the sex appeal. You know, you got to pay for that sex appeal. You know, that bottle looks a lot more sexier when a nice young lady is holding it, bringing it to you. You know what I'm saying? Same Hennessy bottle doesn't have the same sex appeal if I bring it to you, Johnny Fairplay. You know what I mean? It just doesn't have the same little kick to it.
But so, did Dublin's really have the sex appeal?
On Bubbling at Dublin's? I mean, it was put in a Jay-Z put it in a song. That was the place to be on a Sunday night. You know it was some hot women, some handsome guys, everything else was at Dublin's on Sunday night. I think it was Sunday night. I was there. So
yeah.
I feel like we met there, but maybe not, yeah.
Maybe. Well, we're officially doing this now, and yes, we probably did this before, and I apologize. We used to have a lot of fun in 2003, 2004, 2005.
Trust me, exactly, brother. Listen, I forget what I did yesterday, so no harm, no foul, brother. Cheers to us meeting now. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Right, cheers, so, everybody.
I gotta say this, Tech Money. We love season one. However, I feel the Tech Money that showed up for season one is not the Tech Money that showed up for season two.
Not at all. Not at all. No, not at all. Not at all. I'm keeping 100. The season one Tech Money was about that money. You know, I could have left day one, season one. You know what I mean? I had a lot of stuff going on the outside, you know, my outside, my real life. You know what I mean? Yeah. They were like, you want to come and get this bag? I'm like, well, fuck yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I volunteered the first day because I didn't give a shit if I went home day one or not. You know what I mean? I was like, hey, I'm here. You know what I mean? I'm not queer, but let's have some fun. You know, yeah. So I came, I saw, and I got the hell out of there. And I even told them, hey, don't call me back for season two. I'm good. It was a one and done. I appreciate it. I had a lot of fun. They called me back for season two. And honestly, once I left for season one, I started itching, man. It's like they put some kind of damn, I don't know what they did to me, man, but I started like itching, man. I started missing everybody. I started like in my mind going through all the things I had done wrong and I should have did right. But I was like, you wanted to leave anyway, Tech. But I was like, fuck that. I can go back and I can win this thing. So when they called me back, I was like, I told you not to call me back. So now I got to go on the show. So right.
Do you think that first challenge out of the gate on All Stars 1 with and we don't see this on the show, and you know, we've had so many people from season one that did the podcast with us. It was essentially a conveyor belt of returning players going to the ambulance after that first challenge. Do you think that kind of put a bad taste in your mouth? You're just like, well, fuck, if it's like this, fuck this.
No, honestly, that shocked the shit out of me though. First of all, we thought, okay, game number one, we'll probably play some like life-size checkers, you know what I'm saying? Or like a life-size Connect Four or something like that. You know what I mean?
That's what you're showing had in her mind.
Yeah, I did too. No, they throw us in like some 32 degree water, shock us all. I mean, it was a shock to the system, literally and figuratively, you know what I'm saying? So after that, I was like, oh, it's getting real. So I think once we saw that first mission or that first challenge, we all kind of woke up like, oh, this is some real deal stuff. You know what I mean? So everybody kind of just put their game faces on and took it from there. But I was ready to have some fun, but I just wasn't there mentally. When you're not there mentally, you know, it's just, you're not there mentally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You owned that, the confessionals on episode, you know, it was just like, welcome to the old folks home. And I'm just like, oh, I'm just like, they're all my age. This is not what I wanted. Like you're ruining future All-Star Survivor seasons. Cause like, that's us.
Yeah, it is. No, we are officially playing on the senior golf tour now. We're not okay. We're not on the regular golf tour anymore. We're playing with like Lee Trevino on them. You know what I'm saying? If he's still around. You know what I mean?
That's the problem. Like, I don't want to play the fuzzy tour. Like, I feel like I'm still Tiger Woods.
In your mind, you are. In your mind, we're all still Tiger Woods. But how about this? Tiger Woods is now on the senior tour. What are you talking about?
Well, and Tiger Woods probably takes Blue Chew, promo code Survivor. We'll get to that commercial.
I don't know if Tech's ready for that.
I think he is.
I don't need no Blue Chew. I don't need no Blue Chew. Just give me some Big Red so I can talk to her. I'm straight.
Have you ever tried a Blue Chew?
No. Mm-mm. Oh, man. Don't eat it.
Oh. It's no, I don't either, but it's next wrench.
Okay.
It's like if you're feeling mean, it's right. It's all right. I'm just saying. I don't need it either, but I don't mind it.
If I get an extra itch, I might kill something.
Oh my God. Before we get to the episode, So Richard Hatch was known for getting naked on Survivor, and the big thing with Hatch was he's a grower, not a shower. Like he is not bragging when he's walking around normally. Word on the street, Tech Money, you're bragging.
I'm not bragging. I'm not even bragging. I'm not even bragging. I'm just really tall, skinny guy. Everything's proportionate.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
I like to thank God at night sometimes. I go, man, I thought everything else was perfect. You everything lines up, we good. So
right. Right.
I mean the man in similar prayers.
Me and the man above, we are good. You know what I'm saying? Everything's proportionate. Yeah. From my ears to my nose to my knees to everything in between.
Oh, so on the previously on, we see that the King's Palace has been exposed. Brad cannot believe it. He doesn't even blink. Oh, wait, that's normally. were you concerned about exposing the King's Palace there? Or, I mean, was the writing on the wall, everyone knew?
Yeah, well, that's what to be honest, we didn't want to play anybody for a fool. Well, I'm a blame Letyrion. Look, this is an inside joke. But I'm gonna blame Letyrion. He kind of spilled the beans. So he's gonna hate me for this. But since he spilled the beans, we blame Letyrion for spilling the beans. since he spilled the beans, we were like, hey, let's just run with it because we were hanging and banging the whole time. You know what I'm saying? We're like, we're hanging and banging the whole time. So it's like we're not gonna play anybody for fools. We're not gonna play anybody.
You're a fool if you don't think that that people hanging, like if the four of us are hanging out together in the house and someone's like, hey, you know, I see you guys hanging out every day. You're always at the pool together. You're always cutting jokes together. Do you guys have an alliance? It's like, no. And it's just like,
what? It's an alliance.
I just like them. They're good company.
Then maybe you should hang out with different people.
Right. Right. And you shouldn't always assume, but that's when you assume, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, them motherfuckers work. Them motherfuckers right there are working together. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's just go ahead and put that together. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
I just got back from Hearts of Reality and, you know, there's a bunch of survivors there, a bunch of challenge people and Amazing Racers, Big Brother, whatever. And the survivors there, you know, like we're always anticipating a returning season. So, you know, it's just like, hey, like, you know, if we were to end up together, you know, a lot of people don't see us hanging out normally. Would you want to work with me? And, you know, and the answer is always yes. And for those people, it's just like, you know, so like, how would we play it? I'm just like, we ain't ever talking around camp unless we're getting water together or getting wood together. That's it.
Right.
And they're like, oh, but like, so like just normally, I'm like, normally I'm making fun of you.
but we're good.
Yeah. I was like, but lots of people don't want to get water. Lots of people don't want to get wood. We'll go get wood and we'll talk. But just know that when we get back, I'm going to start making fun of you again. Right. If you can live with that, that's our alliance. And we're good.
Right. When you look at the house, at least from a viewer's perspective too, it's like, it's sort of obvious. You can see the lines. Like they shouldn't be like, oh my God, they're showing their alliance. Like you guys know their alliance too. It's all good. But I also just love that you guys get the best out of LT. LT's confessionals this episode were just great. He's like, ah, when you're in an alliance with Tech and Nima, how can I not be fucking singing and dancing? You know me, I don't do any of that shit. When they're in the room.
And LT cussing like every word is the greatest thing ever because like you don't expect it.
Right. So I'm so glad. So okay, LT and I were in the we became close on season one. We were in the room together on season one. It's weird how LT and I got our beds because on season one, I didn't even go try to get a bed. I just wanted to see the house and just take everything in, you know what I mean? Because I was like, I'm back. So I literally walked around the house, went upstairs, like, yo, where's the bed? Ruthie was like, there's one right here and there's one right here. So me and LT walked to our rooms at the same time and got our beds, right? But me and him became so close because he brings out another side of me. It's like a yin and a yang, you know what I'm saying? I keep him calm, he hypes me up, you know what I'm saying? So this time, we were like, yo, we in the room again together. He was like, fuck yeah, man. So I have his shoes. If you see me on like episode one, I have his shoes and I'm running to get like a good, this time I'm like, I'm doing something different. I want to get a good room. So I run up the steps. I have his shoes. I throw his shoes on a bed. Nehemiah gets the bed and I get the bed. So that's why I had to get in the room with those guys because like I said, I'm kind of like, you know me, I'm a happy go lucky guy. You know what I'm saying? But they bring out the dog in me because you got to go back to in the room with those cats. You don't want to be embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're hitters. They're some wild horses. They run free and they're some dogs. So their energy rubbed off on me and my energy and rubbed off on them. And we had a great time. We had a great time in the King's Palace. So much.
I love it.
So how did you end up with Steve then?
The flying lion.
The flying lion, right. So this is what it is. It was the King's Palace. We had the three kings, the queen, and the king's hand. Because he's the hand.
I love his hand. I love it.
If only he was like 3'9" with his perfect hands.
So it was the three kings, the queen, and the king's hand. But so I met Steve a while ago. Like, I guess he said like 20 years ago with Cyrus back in the day. He told me the story when we were at the quarantine at the hotel or whatever. And then I guess he had new LT from a previous challenge they did or something back, you know, in the day or whatever. So when we got upstairs, I think Melinda came in our room because she has a relationship with Nehemiah from back in the day. And we had an extra bed and Steve just came in, was like, yo, it's open. You know, we King's Palace, we're open arms. You know what I'm saying? Just if it's a bed, come get in it. He came in, you know what I'm saying? We formulated the plan and, you know, he just kind of got the bed and fit in. You know, nobody else wanted to come get in. So he did.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Next, you know what? Here, give me. I gotta grab this right. Like, so I've become friends with Pete, who does the music scoring for the Challenge All Stars.
That's my dog.
What? Is he killing it or what?
Come on, that is my dog right there. Let me make sure. Let me see. Do I have his email? Let me. I think yeah. Peter Davis. Peter Davis, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yo, he is. Yo. Mm-hmm. Yo,
he's real.
Him had a conversation. He's oh my god! Like when he played Mary Shackles on My Feet, I was like, "Who is this guy?" I was like, "Who is this? Like where did this come from?" Like I wouldn't even thought of that. That was dope. Like it was just that right there kind of took me over the top.
It just like brings you back to like cool. Like if you weren't already being brought back into like prime MTV days, like the music was helping for sure get us on that level.
You don't have it, Johnny?
I do. I not only do I have it, I also have it live. I'm so upset. Right over here, I have about 3,000 records, and they're all in alphabetical order, and of course I can't find that. Tom Tom Club, Genius of Love. Not only do I have the original recording of it, I also have it live. Genius of Love. I am so angry right now. So I love that song, and I always loved Talking Heads when I was a kid. And what I found out later was Tom Tom Club is Talking Heads without the lead singer.
Nice.
I did not know that.
Every day. I didn't know that either.
And Talking Heads is considered musically like one of the, you know, the smartest bands ever assembled. So you know, subtract the lead singer, still a pretty smart band.
No, Talking Heads is dope, and I had no idea. Now I'm going to go do my googling and I'm going to go to Wiki and look all that stuff up.
There you go. So coming to the house to Genius of Love, so pumped. But yeah, Pete, He's not allowed to do the podcast because he sees versions of the show that we don't, so he has extra intel.
Gotcha. So let me give you inside of Pete. So me and Pete have been going back and forth because, drum roll, I am releasing my first single in like 10 years. Yes, it's called Save the Palace, featuring Nehemiah, Letarian, and Melinda, a.k.a. The King's Palace. So we have a theme song, Save the Palace, and they're actually featuring it in next week's episode. So me and Pete have been talking.
What?
Yes, I got a smasher. I got a banger, man. We came up with a heat rock, bro. Rock is going to be in next week's episode. You know how to be good if Pete put it in. You know what I'm saying?
They absolutely.
You know,
save
the palace. Yeah.
You need to call Leo Rush and tell him he needs to make better friends. Sorry, Leo put out the song. I mean, he got some Instagram love, but he didn't get that MTV love.
No.
Nah, man. You know, it's tech money, baby. You know what I'm saying? You gotta bring the heat. We brought the heat. You know what I'm saying? I think we really have an awesome song. The theme song for the King's Palace, Save the Palace, is gonna be on all platforms next Thursday, the 23rd. And it's gonna be featured in the episode next week.
I'm for
save
it.
Save the palace. Oh, hey, woo! Save the palace. I was gonna be bumping.
I'm so ready for this.
The anticipation, man.
Yes, and so we get LT dancing, three kings and a queen, four horsemen,
yes.
Four horse people, persons, and then we have LT saying, sent that motherfucker home, talking about Steve, and I'm like, holy shit. I mean, as I said, I feel when LT cusses, an angel gets his wings.
it's
just something so sad because he's so quiet and
reserved. He's so quiet, but it's grown man cussing. Like,
you hear it, you feel it. Yes, he is a gentle giant. That guy is so. He's such a sweetheart, you know what I'm saying? And he's such a good guy, you know what I mean? So when he does cuss, you know, so he'll tell you, like, his mama don't play that, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes he's like, man, I think I cuss too much. My mama gonna get on my ass. I'm like, you're grown, bro. You're grown. It's okay, bro. But no, that's my guy, man. Like, and like I said, they hyped me up. What I did not want to do was not come back to that room. Like, that was my whole thing. Like,
I bet.
That's the end of the party. Come back.
Yeah.
And I didn't want them to look down on me. I wanted to have respect from them. You know what I mean? My biggest thing was having respect for my comrades. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I wanted the other two kings to have respect for me. So that was my biggest thing. Like, yo, I got to have these guys respect me. And I think they do. I believe they do.
Well, laid out Steve, they had an absolute respect for you. That was legendary.
So rumor and innuendo
thank you, Lauren.
You guys weren't allowed to make contact, and you kind of worked that in, and TJ let it go. Is that?
Hey, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Huge, like, I am the biggest proponent of forgiveness. Like, I didn't know. I mean,
hey, TJ, like, TJ wants that.
TJ wants that.
Let's keep it real. I had to do that. Let's keep it 100, y'all. I tell everybody, like, I grew up half the streets, half, the suburbs. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. And you had to bring this. You brought the street out of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't go back and the homies be like, yo, dude called you out and you ain't do shit, Tech. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So, like, that had to happen. That just had to happen. It was no other explanation, but that had to happen. And
if you don't get that first shoulder block in, do you think you win that eliminator?
Oh, yeah. I would have walked him down. Oh yeah, okay. I'll walk him down. I had all kinds of plans, but that helped. Yeah. I had to get him off his game. Of course. Yeah. That was the Nehemiah coming at me. I said, "What would Nehemiah do?" Oh, Nehemiah would take him out right here.
So, well, this season Nehemiah would. This is a new guy. Where is this Nehemiah? Nehemiah would be Johnny Bananas right now if he had played this Nehemiah all those seasons ago.
And I think he's realizing that. I think he's like, yo, I'm coming to play. You know what I mean? It's like you said, he's been the nice guy too long. So it's time to get the dirt under the nails.
I love it. I think, yeah. I mean, like, I've known Nehemiah for years. I love him. I mean, I think he's a great dude, but like, I like this dude better. And I thought the other dude was great.
Yo, that dude is hilarious. Yo,
he is.
The stuff, though, they didn't show half the stuff we were in the room clowning. Like, the stuff he would just say is just like, bro, you are, I can't say retarded. Bro, you are crazy.
I don't even know if you can say crazy.
I stopped myself. Yeah. I stopped myself.
Yeah. Now, Kendall said, like, bro, I can't say crazy.
Okay, I'm not from that generation yet. So
I'm not. I feel to be cast on a reality show, you have to be crazy. So I mean it in whatever the greatest version of that word is.
Crazy and maybe a little retarded.
So next we see Tyler.
You can't cancel me. You can't cancel me. I'll go do porn. Stop it.
Onlyfans.com/techmoney. Look for it shortly. Soon after this podcast.
Well, it'll be better than Aussies, I'm sure.
Yeah. So Tyler reminds us he's a back-to-back champion, and he's dejected. And he's talking to Janelle, and I'm watching this conversation, and then later I'm thinking, you know, Tyler, you're having this one-to-one with Janelle, and Janelle is pretty good at challenges. So when it comes time to pair up, that's someone I would have continued my conversation with.
Right, like
well, let's go back. Let's take it back.
Yeah.
Let's go back to season one. Let's go back. Sorry, to episode one
where Darrell says his secret alliance.
So there are she already has her alliance, so that's why she's probably in her head going, I'm not fucking with you. I already got Darrell. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah, you know what I mean?
But Casey said she knew about that secret, like, because she had hung out with the two of them in their hometown. So she's like, I knew they were friends. I don't know why that. So, but she also gave you props. Casey said, you know, whatever alliance you see with the King's Palace, that's nothing compared to the positive energy in the house is all centered around Tech Money.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't matter what's going on. Someone's sad, someone's mad, whatever. That positive energy from you, it just doesn't stop 24/7.
Well, first of all, thank you, Casey. That's my girl. She just got married. Congratulations. About to have a baby. Congratulations. But if I can keep it real, I mean, Alex, Lauren, Johnny, like, we're in paradise playing a game.
Yeah.
Let's keep it to its simplest form right now. Let's just break it down to the simplest form of what the fuck we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We're in paradise getting paid to play a game. Okay? You're not going to get any complaints from me. I mean, you know, I got my little quirks that I complain about here and there, but let's keep it 100. This is what we're doing. If we can't have a good time, then you don't need to be here. I don't need to be there. You know what I'm saying? Right. There are people that are out there slaving, busting their ass, doing, you know, tarring roofs. You know what I'm saying? Tarring parking lots. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we're in paradise playing a game. So let's.
That shit ain't fun in the summer or winter.
Right. Come on.
Cold sucks too.
You know, for real. So that's just my attitude. I'm always keeping it everybody's eye on what we're here doing. We're in the game, and we're getting paid.
Me and Tech are about to open up a roof tarring business, but we're only open in the spring and fall. That's it.
Spring and fall. That's it. That's it.
Don't look for us in August or December. No.
And we don't have anywhere in Arizona or Florida or Texas. We don't have any no businesses there.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of COVID there. You don't want to go. So next we get it's time for John A and Jasmine to have a pool discussion, and the Flamingo owns John A, but guess who owns the moment? Our boy Pete. I don't want to be a player no more. We got Big Pun. Oh, warms the heart to hear Big Pun anytime. I feel Big Pun gets slept on a little bit.
He does. Well, rest in peace.
You don't hear about him that much. Big Pun.
Yeah. I think if he had put out like a shitty CD in 2019, then we'd remember him more.
No, Big Pun passed a long time ago. So that's
But if he had, I think, yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. Got you. Like one of those
throwback CD, you would have been like, oh, yeah. You would have been like, that shit sucks, but remember your good shit.
Right.
I saw Big Pun at the WrestleMania Rage Party in WrestleMania 15. It was The Rock versus Stone Cold in Philadelphia. And the Friday night before, they had this big, they had Big Pun, Cherry Pop and Daddies, and Maya, I think. And it was sponsored by Chef Boyardee. There were these big vats of Chef Boyardee. It was the grossest thing you've ever been. And they promised all the greatest superstars, and all it was like Public Enemy and my friends, the Hardy Boys, and Terry Taylor. And I was just like, this shit sucks. but I got comp tickets. I don't care.
Hey, free is free.
Free is free. But I saw Big Pun. Nice. So it was nice to hear the homage. So yeah, did you ever own that flamingo? Did that flamingo have your number as well?
Okay. I did. So there are some flamingo photos out there of the flamingo owning me, and I have a boomerang and everything. I was the official behind the scenes camera person, and me and Derek, before Derek got dismissed, we were like taking all the pictures, and somewhere I have photos of me and the flamingo. I'm owning the flamingo, but I don't know where they're at. So yeah, I definitely got on that flamingo, or tried to get on the flamingo. Yeah, for sure.
I love it. My buddy Burton won the car reward on my first season of Survivor, and they gave us a video camera to document all of it, and they never gave us the camera afterwards, and they never used the footage on the show, and I'm just like, where's that camera?
Yeah. So they gave us iPods, iTouches, whatever. They gave us some iTouches, and then they gave us a phone, and they let us take all this wonderful footage, and like we thought we were going to get all of it, but we like still don't have it all, you know.
Still waiting.
So hopefully all of it will appear, and we can get more of it, because you know that's what we really want. We want the good BTS, you know what I'm saying? We have some good BTS shots, so they're giving us something. Like, they're spoon feeding us.
Yeah, I would have been the king of like butthole picks, just to, you know, like when they're going through the space, like, fucking pair play. Like every 20 is my butthole.
They would have got your camera. They're like, Johnny, this asshole.
Literally.
That was a big pun. There we go.
Next we see Kendall talking to her three boys. That was a cool moment. I like that a lot. And
we call her Ken Doll. She's a sweetheart. She's a Barbie doll. Yes.
She is. Yes. So last week going into the daily, we had Casey putting on her shirt, and I'm just like, hey, there's a little eye candy. This week we get MJ putting on a shirt. Not the same.
A little different.
It was eye candy for someone. You know, someone.
I'm sure he has. Like,
did you lick your lips, Laura? Say, man. I saw you lick your lips.
One of us did.
You know how much Johnny loves MJ. I think he's, you know,
MJ chokeslammed me on a carport like in 2004.
What?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Like just pick me up and chokes. I have prefaced this story with, I have no idea what I said to him first. So there, I will give MJ plausible deniability that this may have been instigated on my part. However, if not, pretty dick move. But like I am not pointing an accusatory finger.
It's a 95% chance that it was Johnny doing the.
Oh yeah.
95% that Johnny wasn't playing fair. That's what.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But he's a big boy. He's huge.
Yeah, he is. He's about my height, and he's like, yoked. He used to play. He used to be a wide receiver for Wake Forest, or was it Vanderbilt? It's one.
Probably
it
Vanderbilt's down there. Wake Forest is near me.
I think Vanderbilt. Yeah, I think he was a wide receiver for his number was 24. That's why I call him 24 carat Garrett, 24 carat Garrett, the golden boy. Yes. You know, we got close to him. We talked. We actually talked, you know.
See? Yeah. All right. So now it's time for our daily. TJ's by a cliff or a cenote.
We're back at the cenote.
Wait. Let me get a drink. Hold on. Let me refresh my beverage, please. Wait. Is that cool?
Let's do it. Let's go hit a commercial.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yep.
Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck.
Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great and is convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym.
I am so happy that Lucy is sponsoring us. Ever since they came on board, I have gotten no less than 5 of my friends transitioned over to Lucy and put their cigarettes down. They like the gum. I'm used to seeing the packages all around. This stuff is great, and it's really helping people make much healthier choices. So get on board and join the Lucy movement.
Hey, it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple that you don't even have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down.
Reality NSFW listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR to get 20% off all products, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. That's lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code Survivor.
This episode of Reality NSFW is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. That's right, we're giving away super hard dicks.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED.
Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor offices, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online.
BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. BlueChew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
Hey, if you're looking to give that immunity idol to someone or you don't want to be voted out of a crater, don't worry. Blue Chew's got you covered. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's Blue Chew, BlueChew.com, promo code SURVIVOR to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
And we are back, and there is the Tom Tom Club. There we go.
Nice. Sweet.
So this is a genius, nice. Genius of live. This is live from 2020. There we go. All right. So we are back. We are in the Sinoche. Had you ever heard the term Sinoche prior to All Stars 2?
Sinoche or Sinote?
I don't know.
I've never heard of Sinote. No, Sinote. Yeah, I've been to Cancun a few times, so I saw the word and I heard about it. I used to have a residency, DJ residency back in like, you know, when I got off the real world, so early 2000s to like 2005. I was down there DJing, so of course I saw the Cenote sign and heard about the Cenotes back then. Yeah.
Okay.
I never went to one.
Quick DJ question. Did you spend vinyl or did you use the
vinyl? The oh, no. It was before Serato. So I was walking around the airport with literally like, this is like I don't know. For some reason, I remember before 9/11, I used to have four fucking cases. I have a case right here, and then two on each hand of fucking records walking through the airport, man. For just records, you know what I'm saying? So I usually carry four cases of records with me everywhere I went. Black soft bags. The hard case was just too much.
Yeah, I just sold my I had two Techniques 1200s. I had the coffin, and with my two Techniques 12, I just got rid of that last Wednesday, and now I have the Rain One, and then to DJ with, and then I have a Marantz for my vinyl.
Wait, you got rid of your Techniques?
Why? Yeah. Because it's a pain in the ass DJ. Because like if I'm listening to vinyl, I got the Marantz. My needle alone is like $900 on the Marantz. I'm like, you know, if I want to listen to vinyl, I listen to vinyl there, and then on the Rain One, I can do every trick in the world. Like right. I don't have to be there and do tricks on the Rain One.
That's right, right. Right. You can just think about it. It'll start echoing for you, right?
Yeah. No. I saw Bud Bundy. He's rocking the Rain One. I'm just like, yeah, he's doing gimmicks. I like it.
Yeah. Now I'm straight floor. I'm straight four on the floor. I don't even know what the fuck I don't even know what most mixers do. I'm straight. I'm just pop. I don't have time to even think. I don't have time to even think about touching the mixer. Yeah. I'm four on the floor. I'm moving so fast. I'm
You know, now get that Rain One.
No tricks, no gimmicks.
Yeah. I never really did tricks and stuff, but like, I mean, you know, just the minimum, but like, no, that Rain One is a game changer. Oh,
I know. Yeah. There are people that they actually like make the mixer part of their show, which is dope. You know what I'm saying? They make the mixer part of their set. I don't know. I don't know if my attention span is too much, you know, that long or whatever, but I just like to just fucking.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Rock the party, you know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah. I appreciate the guys that make the mixer part of the show. Like, yo, that was dope. I didn't think about that. Oh, like, oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So I still don't do that. I just all right. Nah. So big twist, time to pick a pair. And what you don't know is you're stuck with that pair. Were you I'd imagine you're pretty happy with your pick.
Well, I always tell people that words are powerful. You know what I mean? And I spoke this to existence. I spoke being a Giannis partner to existence. After the second elimination that she went into, I was like, I'll rock with Ayana. Plus, it worked out with the numbers. I figured I knew her longest. You know, we're from class of 99. She's Road Rules 99. I'm Real World 99. So we go back that long. And I look around the house, and I'm like already doing the math in my head. You know what I'm saying? And the other person I would have wanted was Kendall because I could figure I could carry her. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I was like, and then LT was like, I want Kendall. So I was like, okay, I'm on Ayana then. You know what I mean? Because if anything, she could carry me if needed be. So
we knew for damn sure Ayana wanted you all season.
Yeah, who knew? Check my, I mean, like, what's going on now? Like, were you aware of this information prior to this episode, or did you know sneak into her DMs after and be like, hey, we could have worked this out?
No. You know, no. She, no. I mean, who doesn't want tech money? You know what I'm saying? Just come with the territory.
My oldest ride, no, longest line. He's Space Mountain. Right.
I mean, because she was even the one to comment about your entry into the pool and everything. I mean, you got set up the entire time for this.
Yeah,
I did. No, she was not. It was cool. She was flirting with me the whole time, but it was cool. It was innocent. It was fun. You know what I mean? So it was cool. Like I said, we go back. So I've known her. Yeah. That's my girl. That's my girl. That's my girl.
So y'all hooked up, huh?
No.
Okay. All right. Look at my teeth.
Did you see us looking up? No. Uh-uh. No.
All right. All right. Alex, please explain deep dive.
There's not much to it. You jump off the platform either from 30 feet or 15 feet into the cenote. You get some, you open up some treasure chests, pick up some puzzle pieces, create the puzzle. It's a skull.
Oh, there you go. So, and apparently you have to make this skull upside down or it's really not going to go together.
Right. I think, I don't know if ours is upside down, but I think most of somehow they all ended up upside down and we had to flip it up or something like that. So I don't know. I can't even remember. I just remember us getting done. I was so happy because we weren't last. So that's what I remember. Everything else about that, it was like, I jumped in. If you notice, okay, so I'm the only one with the mouthpiece. They showed it real quick.
Yeah.
So they gave us these mouthpieces. Like, so the day before, we had this whole class about water safety, blah, blah, blah. They give us these little tanks to practice with, and nobody fucking used it. I'm like, fuck that. Didn't y'all see episode one of season one? Like, nah, I'm cool. So I jump in. I go get my water tank, and the lady tells me, she's like, yo, don't, before we jump in, she's like, don't lose your goggles. So when I jump in, I almost lose my goggles. I start panicking. So I'm like, So all I remember is don't choke tech and get up there, get out of the water before, get out the water and finish the puzzle before Tyler and Jasmine did. That's the only thing I cared about. We were safe. I knew we were safe. You know what I'm saying? So we did all that. And I was like, woo, we're good. Everything else was just a flash. We're good. That's all I cared about. We're good.
So how bad did it actually look live, if you can remember it, when for Kendall when she jumped in? Because like they made a big deal about in the episode that like she was having like such a hard time even just moving in the water after the impact.
Yeah, she was in there for a while. She was in there for a while. Like you could tell you didn't know what was going on, but you could tell something happened. Something was wrong.
Do you think it's because she wore the life vest that kind of worked against her?
It possibly, you know, probably could have stopped her or something like that. It could have stopped her momentum and you know, made her crash into something. Or I don't really know what happened, but
I feel like it jerked the body on impact.
There you go. You could have did something like that. Yeah, it could have done something like that. So, but I don't know how bad she was hurt that day, but I think it was like one of those lingering injuries. You know what I'm saying? Like that day, the adrenaline was probably kicking in, and then when she got home, the adrenaline wore off and everything, and it kind of got worse when she got home. I think that's what happened.
Yeah. Were they recommending people to wear the life jacket going into the water? Because some people decided to wear it and then other people chose not to do so.
We had a choice. That was the thing. So I was telling Jan, I was like, okay, so I'm not jumping in with the life vest. That's just not what I'm going to do. Because like you said, I didn't want anything to happen to me. It just felt corny to me to do it. But I was like, I am going to get my tank. So I'm like, look, I was there season one. I saw LT almost drowned. I saw all these people almost drowned. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not playing with this water. You feel me? Like, I'm getting my tank. I got the life shield, and I already saw Jody and Brad beast out. Like, we already saw them beast out. We're like, okay, I don't think we're gonna beat them, but let's just not come in last. Let's set a different goal right now. You know what I mean? So you can use the life vest or you can use the water or the tank, the oxygen tank. And I chose to use the oxygen tank.
Yeah. Once you see someone kill it, it's pretty much game over. Like, it's just like you're just playing for not last. Like I did Celebrity Fear Factor against it was Team Survivor against one of the teams was Team Real World, and it was Miz and Trishelle. And Miz and Trishelle went before me, and I heard production talking. They're just like, he blew away the stunt team's time. And so they got to me, and it was a non-elimination. They're just like, hey, what are you thinking? I'm like, I'm thinking I'm not gonna fucking do it. And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm just like, I just heard production say that I'm not beating the stunt team's time. Okay, I'm positive. Like, that's what these motherfuckers do for a living. Like, do you think out of nowhere to be like, oh, Johnny Fairplay should have been a stunt guy? No.
No, right.
So I'm like, I'm not doing this. And Joe Rogan's like, that's the smartest thing I've ever heard on this show.
Yeah, so at some point, you got to change your approach. I said, we got to change our approach, you know? So that's what we did.
So we learned that LT and Kendall are on now, land.
Wait, let me tell you, but you've done a lot, Johnny. Damn, you done all the shows.
I've done all of them. I've done 80 plus shows.
Really?
Whenever they want a bad guy that's not actually crazy, and I am, but you know, like I work with production, and so like I'm a bad guy that works with production. That's not just just an asshole. Like I'll be an asshole to the other people out there, but production I work with.
Right, you're reliable.
Well, I understand the edit. Why are you going to piss off the people that are going to edit you?
Right.
Tech, if you haven't seen Johnny's Fear Factor video, that might be the best, one of the best moments. He's had so many good ones, but that is just right at the top.
Oh, I destroyed these. The Amazing Race couple, the guy, Jonathan, that pushed his wife to the ground on Amazing Race.
Victoria, right?
Victoria, he called me up before we went out there and he's just like, who are you fucking with? I was like, I just got through filming this. I haven't even looked at the cast. He goes, oh, well, it's the, you know, it's Amazing Race and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know, American Idol. You know, he's like, okay. And then I'm hanging up the phone. I'm just like, you motherfucker, the dude that pushed his wife to the ground. That's who I'm fucking with. Who do you think I'm fucking with? But I, you know, I didn't tell him that. So it was an eliminator and we had to go through quicksand and then the guys had to go through quicksand. The girls had to grab the skull from beside this alligator in this tunnel. But the tunnel's so narrow, he can't turn around. So the girls are freaking out. And so our time wasn't good because of the quicksand. And so Jonathan and Victoria get to the tunnel, and she's freaking out. And so I'm screaming at Jonathan, the husband, and I'm just like, you deserve better than this. She's the reason you lost the Amazing Race. She's an albatross across your chest. She's worth. And he's like, fair play's right. You're worthless. I hate you. And he's screaming at his wife. And she goes, that's it. I quit. And so they come back and they're disqualified. And they come back and she punches me in the stomach. And Joe Rogan's like, whoa, you can't fucking punch people. And she goes, did you see what it is? And he goes, look, just because your husband fucking beats you doesn't mean
you can beat him.
And her husband gets in Joe Rogan's face. And he goes, you don't want to do this. And he goes, And so Joe Rogan takes him down with a front face lock. And Miz runs down and breaks him. It is crazy. So then fucking Jonathan leaves and presses assault charges on Joe Rogan. And NBC calls up calls Jonathan. They're just like, did you press assault charges on Joe Rogan? He's like, yeah. They're like, did you tell him everything that happened today? He's like, everything. They're like, great, you're in violation of the confidentiality. We're gonna sue you for $5 million unless you drop the assault charges.
Wow.
It was fucking
wow. Wow. Well, I haven't pulled up on my I have Johnny Fairplay Fear Factor pulled up on my YouTube right now. Yep. So I'm definitely
you have to watch it after this podcast.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I definitely see it. I am. I think it says Joe Rogan Fear Factor. And I think I see your face right here. Yes, I see it. I see it. The girl fight starts. The girl needs to retrieve a skull next to an alligator for the couple to win. I got it right here. Done deal. Okay. No problem. There you
go. So, see, you learn something new every day.
There you go. That's what I'm here for. We get LT and Kendall. She says that's so big. That's what she said. It was so great to get to have LT drop it. That's what she said. I was not expecting it. So next we have Tyler. He should have no problem going deep with the extra weight he's added.
Damn.
I'm working stiff.
Damn.
I mean, the dude still swam like a fish out there.
Tyler must have gills like Waterworld, according to Kahuta. Kahuta, also the only person that watched Waterworld. So that's nice.
Someone had to watch it.
Tyler is a land shark, man. He's a land shark. He's a land shark. That boy can swim his behind off. You see him flipping in the pool, right? I think, you know the flip shot? I think that might have been my shot. I think that's my shot. I think that flip shot
get
came
the credit.
From one of the,
get the credit.
Yeah. I think the flip shot came from one of the things I was recording on. Not for sure, but I did take a flip shot of him.
I'll take it. And if there was a Tech Money butthole pick afterwards, we'll know for sure.
next season I'm doing all butthole picks.
You better. You better. I'll be so disappointed.
For you, Donnie.
Yes. So Nehemiah and Melinda killed it, but Tech Money almost killed Ayana. Why did you try to kill Ayana?
Okay. For the record, I just wanted to fucking jump. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know where she was. Like, who would think that two people could jump off one thing in the same area? I don't know. Like, yeah. I was like, and if I, because my thing was, if I look down, like, yeah, it's gonna, like, I'll probably,
that ain't helping, you know what
I mean? It's probably gonna slow me up, right? So she jumps. I'm like, okay, she's probably like, she probably jumped straight down. So I figured I'm gonna jump kind of like out a little bit.
Yeah, but I
did hit her. I did, when I came down, I did clip her though. I did, but it wasn't like hard or anything, but she felt me, like, I was like, oh shit, I just hit my partner.
At least give her a moment to breathe for a second, get a breath before you start jumping.
You made the right move. You're trying to get a good time.
Yeah, I'm
doing the same thing. Like, I mean, the longer I sit up there, it's just like, I could Katie Doyle that shit in a heartbeat. It's just like, TJ, this ain't happening.
And I did not want it, right. And I was not trying to be no punk. So I was like, okay, she's going to go. And I was like, all right, 3, 2, 1, I'm going. I figured she was out the way, but.
I counted 3, 2, 1 really quickly. It's like you start in your mind, you were like 3, Mississippi, 2. But in reality, you're like 3, 2, 1.
Right.
I'm with you.
As they say, no harm, no foul. We were good. No harm, no foul.
That's just it. Make sure you jump first next time.
Right. True.
Yes. So Tyler's not happy with Jasmine, and we find out that Tyler and Jasmine are in last place. And shockingly, as it is the case every fucking time on a daily, you're not gonna believe this, two teams were seconds apart.
Seconds.
Yeah.
We thought it was Melinda, Nehemiah, and Brad and Jody.
Yeah.
From the naked eye, like, seriously, from our point of view, because Janelle had her life jacket on. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So her life jacket was like not an issue, but it was time. Exactly. So, like, and then Melinda and Nehemiah, they got in, they were like, pew, 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 pew. So we thought it was gonna be Melinda and Nehemiah, and it came up to being Janelle and Darrell. We're like, okay, that's weird, but hey, it is what it is.
Well, it didn't really matter who it was. No one had the kingdom in their the king's palace in their in their safety zone. So yeah. I was like, it don't matter. It's the same people going up, either of the two. So Brad and Jody and Darrell and Janelle, and your winners are Brad and Jody, and they figure out pretty much immediately, because math is a small component of the challenge All Stars 2, that John A and MJ, they're going to have to burn a vote against LT and Kendall.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So the Casey strategies then use you have to burn yours and Melinda's life shields.
Right.
And then that exposes LT as the remaining person of the King's Palace.
Right. Yep. We all knew our time was coming. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna be ready. We were ready. We're like, yo, it's just be prepared for it. You know what I'm saying? As you saw, they have montages of me doing my laps around the house. You know what I'm saying? That's what I said. I would have walked it down because I was doing my laps around the crib. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a couple push-ups here and there. LT and everybody had their bands. They were doing their sit-ups and push-ups and pull-ups, et cetera, et cetera. So we knew our time was coming. We just prepared for it. We were ready to go.
I love it. I was hoping for an MJ vote, but we understand why. Yeah. Next, we learned that Kendall. I'm getting MJ on the podcast. We're gonna sell it. Don't worry.
It's all good. Yeah, settle it. Yeah.
Yeah. As I said, I'm willing right now to accept 95%. And he might come on here and is like, oh no, I was an asshole back then. My bad.
You never know. I will listen to that one. I do want to hear what happened for sure.
But we learned from Kendall, she has connective tissue disorder. And that's a legit thing. And as we discussed earlier, that life vest is not your friend on this challenge.
Nah. And like Jasmine, so I give props to Jasmine. You gotta know yourself, know your threshold, know what you can do, what you can't do. You know what I'm saying? And Jasmine took it down to the 15. She was like, shit, I'm cool on the 30. You know what I mean?
I feel like she got down to the 15 pretty quickly, and it wasn't a
right.
huge discrepancy in time.
Yeah, it was not at all. I ain't gonna lie to me. So I had a Red Bull that day, and I was like, for some reason, I was nervous. I was just like nervous, and I was like, I'm about to go down to the 15. I'm going to the 15. And Yana was like, motherfucker? She was like, what? And then, so I was like, I was so close. That Red Bull had me just shook. I was like, we're so close. I can't help myself. I can't hurt myself. I was overthinking it. Yana looked at me like, motherfucker. So Kendall jumped off the 30 foot, and I was like, Yana was like, so you really going to go down to the 15? I was just like, she said it like that. I was like, no, I'm not. But
she was going to throw your ass off the 30.
She was. Thinking about that 15 footer myself. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I would have been all about that 15 footer. I mean,
I feel like I don't have a choice.
If Johnny Fairplay was first, it was just like TJ would be like, "What are you thinking?" I'm like, "I'm thinking 15, motherfucker."
I was just gonna say, I am a smart guy. I think I pull a tech as well in that scenario where I'm just like, "Oh, I'm just jumping." Well, if someone's below me, they're below me, but I'm jumping.
Yeah, they're below me. If I got to think about it, I'm going to the 15, so I'm just jumping. And I had that something about that Red Bull energy. I had never drunk a Red Bull before a challenge. I think I might have been tired or something. I'm like, oh, yeah, let me get a Red Bull. So we were last. We were actually the last pair to go. So the whole time I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, what the hell is going on? So when I finally jumped, I was like, I got to go.
Red Bull gives you wings.
Every time.
There we go. All right, so Kendall's going to the hospital. And it's time for the is it called the arena on this one?
The elimination, yeah, it's the arena.
Okay, so it's time to go down to the arena for the eliminator, and we have how cool is that Fight Club type video coming into the arena?
I love it. I mean,
because you were a fucking badass walking through. Like I'm like. There's no way, like, I feel like the hand model might have the advantage somehow, some way, but I'm just like...
He's not holding the beard, though. He's not holding the beard.
Yeah. Tech Money coming through this tunnel looks like he's just like, this is Fight Club. Let's go.
Yeah. So it's weird to see I'm like, with a scowl, like, I'm all like, oh, I'm like, I'm just like scowling the whole time. I'm like, is that me? Is like, that how I look? Because I guess I'm usually seeing myself with a smile on my face, but that scowl, I'm like, damn, who's that dude? So... Yeah, I had my scowl going on. I was focused. I saw the focus in my eyes. I was like, oh, I'm ready to go. I was locked in.
It was badass. I loved it.
We saw the focus in LT's eyes tonight. And,
boy.
I have words to say because I have a specific statement in mind. And just overall, because, obviously Kendall's medically evacuated from the game, can no longer compete. The ribs, his shoes are too much. But the guy still had to compete in an old-fashioned, the OG eliminator, the pole wrestle. And there's nothing, I've never seen a stronger romantic connection than LT and trying to shove grown-ass men into the core of the earth.
A romantic connection. I don't know if Tyler was turned on by that or not, but it was definitely...
I don't think he was a part of the relationship.
I mean, like, he might as well should have been Ace because LT did the same exact thing to him.
Yeah, well, that's what LT's thing, man. He really likes getting physical. That's his thing, you know what I mean? He really wants to get physical. So he's like, yo, if you want to get physical, let's go. He played football. He played football from all high school and college. So it's just his background, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's in him, you know what I mean? I didn't play football, so being physical is not really in me, but I can do it. But it's not like part of my nature, part of my DNA. That's part of his DNA.
But where are these make believe popcorn muscles he was talking about on All Star? These ain't popcorn muscles.
These are real muscles.
On All Stars 1, he said he had popcorn muscles on All Stars 1.
Oh, I gotta see that. I don't know. I forget. I don't know. He might have been talking about somebody. I don't know. I gotta see that. I forget. Yeah. I gotta see that one again.
He said popcorn muscles. I'm just like, they ain't popcorn muscles.
Like, and like we said, Tyler's a big boy. On this cat, and he was having like I know they both tired out at some point, but like he was having no problem throwing Tyler's weight around.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a personal trainer, so that's what he does. Yeah. You know, he's a personal trainer, so he's again, it's in his DNA. Tyler is good, like it's a different DNA. Tyler is an athlete, but right. LT is more of a he has more dog in him. You know what I mean? He has more, a little more dog.
Without a doubt.
Well, and in that type of elimination too, if you're able to wear out your opponent, you definitely have the upper hand. I think Tyler's really good in small little spurts, but LT just has the ability to go much longer.
Right. Yeah, that endurance. He has more of a, more.
Yeah,
of a,
if you
endurance
want to go longer, get a blue chew, promo code Survivor. They love it when we do that.
Yes. I love how they set you guys up for these jokes. I mean, that's why I'm
nice.
They're lamps.
I just hand them to you.
And you know what? The great song that they should use, which they use in this episode for Blue Chew, is Too Legit to Quit.
By Hammer, not MC Hammer. I think at this point in his career. That was the thing. Do you remember doing that technically?
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
For those of you listening, not watching, we are doing the hand signs for Too Legit to Quit from Hammer, not MC Hammer. He was too cool for the MC.
Yeah, no one called out Johnny for saying the wrong thing this time.
Someone's going to be like, oh, he was still MC Hammer then. He wasn't. I will block the fucking comments.
we can't call him MC Hammer. I mean, I'm always going to call him MC Hammer.
He's MC Hammer, but at the time of the song, he was just Hammer.
Yeah,
Hammer, gotcha. I'm always gonna call P. Diddy Puffy. You know, that's my boy Puffy. You know, what I'm right. saying? You know,
yeah.
Two Chainz. I'm gonna call him Titty Boy. You know what I mean?
Oh, Titty Boy. Oh my God, did you ever see Two Chainz on Nancy Grace? Google so YouTube Johnny Fairplay on Fear Factor after this. Got watch you. That, and then watch Nancy Two Chainz on Nancy Grace. They tell her that his name is Titty Boy, and that's so she goes. So, Titty Boy, tell me, the entire interview, she calls him Titty Boy. And you know it's just him fucking with her. Let me fuck with this old ass bitch.
Oh.
Because for the record, Nancy Grace sucks. Just saying.
Tech, were you at all prepared for any of this today? Because we just came out of left field with all this information.
No. When I saw Johnny Fairplay's name come up, I'm like, "Yo, that's my man!" Like, I know Johnny Fairplay, and when you came up, I'm like, "Damn, you felt familiar," and it's not just from TV. Yeah, and not just from TV. So I was like, "Oh, this motherfucker's crazy. I already know something's gonna happen." So yeah, let's go. I'm all about that fun life.
So, YouTube that shit. Titty.
I got it up right now.
Yeah. Nancy Grace saying Titty Boy 18 times is my life.
so we get this dominant LT win.
Yeah. We start with Too Legit to Quit. We finish with Push by Matchbox 20, which I assure you there is no Matchbox 20 in my record collection.
I was never going to ask you if you had
thank
that.
You. Thank you. Pete, I understand why you played it, but ugh.
No, you got to play a little bit. You got to mix it up for everybody. You know?
That's fine, but not that.
Yeah.
Earlier, we missed it. What was the? We had Dio in there at some point.
Oh yeah, it was Holy Diver.
Holy Diver. That was for Jarrell and.
Yeah. When he's yelling shit as he's pumping off.
I didn't know that song. I didn't know that song. I was like, oh, this is one that I've never heard before. This is unusual. Yeah, that's the one. I do know what you're talking about because I've never heard this song. But
I'm familiar with Dio. I don't have Dio in my collection. I have a lot. 90s hip hop is my sweet spot in my collection.
I got you.
It's just a ton of Ice Cube, Public Enemy. You know, that's
you're like every white girl when I'm DJing. Can you play some 90s hip hop? Or no, this is what they do. No, aka I'm playing like I don't know, maybe some I don't know, I might be playing some cool Gangstar DeWick or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Some DeWick.
I mix that into to run the jewels, ooh la la. Like I do the transition, it's fucking hot as fuck, and they're just and they're like, how about Nelly?
No, can you play some 90s? I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem at all.
I got you covered.
No problem. Some 90s, you know. I got you.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I'm playing 90s right now, bitch. But it's all good. It's always some young white girl, too. Not you, Lauren.
do you take requests? Yeah, stop. Okay.
Mine is yes. Write it on a 20 and give it to me. I got you. I'll take it.
Or that's when you just say, "Oh, I don't have that, so I can't play it. Sorry."
Yeah. Anyway,
no, it's the next song. I guarantee it doesn't play. But yeah, LT gets this win. LT's one of my biggest like highlights of All Stars, so season one and two. I didn't know much about Letarian when he came on to All Stars one. Fell in love with him instantly after the first pole wrestle. You just remember it even more after tonight. And his quotes after a huge win, love it. It's like, if you're watching this as a competitor, you're like, yeah, I don't want to fuck with this man. Don't fuck with this man. I might die facing him.
Right. Yo, that was the funniest quote he had. He was going off. Yo, da-da-da-da. It sounded like DMX, right? He was like giving his best DMX speech. He was barking, and all of a sudden you heard, nah, is that a goat? Like, that was hilarious.
He goes, this is LT giving you the fucking business. I was just like, holy shit. And then, is that a goat?
Yeah. If you come for it, you're going to get it. Like, if you want LT, you're getting all of LT. This ain't a fucking joke. This is my fucking business. Is that a goat?
Nah. But I thought it was cool, like the GOAT, the greatest pole wrestler of all time. Yeah, you know, it was so fitting, man. It was, this season has been so good. It's been such a great ride.
It is. We're loving it. We're loving every. I mean, this is not like we just finished our coverage of Spies, Lies, and Allies, and you know, I think they could have cut out about 8 episodes, and we would have been good. You know, right. no hate, but this every 42 minutes that we watch.
It's gold.
You know, whether it be Thursdays or Monday, whenever we're doing the pod, it's just like, holy moly, this is the highlight of my week. I love it because, you know, the music, the people, like, you know, like the camaraderie, this is just fun television. And that's why I watch TV.
I've had a lot of my friends tell me, like, I think I'm done with like the challenge, like the MTV's the challenge. I'm like, hey, before you say that, get on Paramount Plus. I'll give you my account. Like, go on Paramount Plus. Put on season 2 of All Stars.
So many people have my account login.
Yeah, and I'm like, but go watch All Stars. Watch that. That's what you're missing. Like, that's the challenge that you remember. Go and watch that.
Yeah. The only thing missing is you guys going crazy for some stupid Razor scooters and fucking T-Mobile. Fucking.
Well, you know, I hope they start bringing back individual challenges. I mean, that may be motivation for us to win more. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm down.
John,
bring the sponsorship.
Yeah, but you might need a walker then if you're going to be using those Razor scooters. You know, if they bring those back, everyone's going to need a walker.
The Razor walker.
Literally, it will pop me if, like, on a future season they do those rewards again, but they bring the 90s rewards. So, you'll win the Razor scooter again.
Like, who wants a sidekick? It's like, are you fucking kidding me, TJ?
Yes! Like, no.
you can sign up at T-Mobile right now. And your nostalgic sidekick. Yes.
All right. So, Tyler on his way out says, all these people have touched me. I'm looking at you, Tech Money.
No, he said that way.
He clarified.
I stopped watching it in the very second. No, next week, a fucking monster truck. Now, we don't do spoilers. We don't do, I will ask this. Monster truck's pretty fucking insane, Tech Money, right?
Pretty insane. It's going to be a big, big episode. I can say that. It's going to be a big
banger song.
Got a new banger song. Yes, Save the Palace will be in the episode next week. Save the Palace, Save the Palace, Save the Palace, Save the Palace. Oh man, I'm telling you, it'll be on. It'll be everywhere next Thursday. It's going to be featured in the episode, and it's going to be a big, big episode. I mean, it's going to be a monstrous episode. How about that? Big pun.
Big pun. Tech Money bringing it full circle. Tech Money, where can everybody find you on social media? Because we got to find the song.
Tech Holmes. It's just I'm everywhere. Tech Holmes. TECKHOLMES. I'm kind of I'm not very active in social media, so don't expect me to talk back to you because I'm just that guy, and I just don't.
But you will be very active next Thursday, hyping the shit out of Save the Palace.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will be. Yes.
So I'm everywhere.
TECK Holmes HOLMES. I'm everywhere. So
awesome.
That's where I'm at.
Tech Money, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a true delight. And I, you know, once again, we're spoiler free here. No desire for spoiler. I race to the theater. Like, you know, if there's a new Marvel movie, I'm there the opening night. I was there for the new Spider-Man. And because I had to see it, you know, I had to have it not spoiled, you know, just like the challenge on the same way. So I know nothing. However, if you're in that winner's circle, we'd love to have you back.
Okay. No problem.
There we go.
No problem. I got you.
I am jotting down Tech Money said maybe.
No problem. I got you. No problem. Awesome.
All right, everybody, check out Tech Money's social media. Download the song, buy the song. Yes. It is the best Christmas present you could ever give anyone. We are moments away from Kris Kringle coming down the chimney, and he wants you to buy that album or buy that single.
Buy a single, Save the Palace, Tech Money, featuring the King's Palace, Nehemiah, Letirian, and Melinda. Let's go.
I love it. And anyone looking for Challenge Tea and my weekend 7 or 9 days ago with Bessie and Josh and Nellie T.
Your favorite.
Become a patron. Go to adfreensfw.com. That's adfreensfw.com. There's some tea there. Holy moly. We got a bunch of subscribers on the Patreon from the last podcast. People want the Nellie tea.
They love the tea.
So go to adfreensfw.com. Try it for a month. If you don't like it, let me know. I'll shoot your money back. I don't care. No one's being held hostage. I promise you. It's a really fun group. And we'll be back. We'll be back Thursday or Monday. Have we figured that out? I don't know.
Click we have not figured that out.
We never subscribe determined.
Button. Yeah, click the subscribe button. You'll find out when the next episode will. It'll either be Thursday or Monday. Spoiler. That's the only spoilers we work with when the podcast drops. Because we've been doing the other challenge coverage. So anyway, so with that, final word from our sponsor, Tech Money. Thank you so much. Lauren, thank you. Alex, thank you.
I gotta go.
I'm Johnny Fairplay. This has been amazing.
Ho, 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 gentlemen. The holidays have come early here at Manscaped, the leading men's hygiene brand. Manscaped just launched new products, including their ultra new, ultra premium body wash and a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. It's time to give yourself or someone who needs it the gift of beautiful skin, hair, and balls this holiday season. Go to manscaped.com and use promo code SURVIVOR for 20% off and free shipping.
Jingle balls to the walls. Fellas, listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past, and it's possible you have Santa's beard in your pants. Could be Matt Bischoff's. It's time to leave your significant other some cookies and milk at the bottom of your chimney. I'm talking about Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Oh, now, I had a lot of sex. When I got back from my last appearance, I literally had sex 8 times in 12 hours. And I did some damage down there, fellas. I did some serious damage. I had to call my doctor. There was swelling. There was everything else. It was bad. But you know what wasn't bad? My balls, because I shaved them with Manscaped. Oh, there was lighting at the top of the tree, but the bottom of the tree looked perfect.
Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to reduce cuts on your nuts. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. It's like a gift to your partner with less mess. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer, and toner. It's time to keep your North Pole feeling and smelling fresh.
This hygiene bundle will also come with a pair of Manscaped anti-chafing boxers. God bless it. I needed and used that this week. I promise you. The perfect package for your perfect package. Manscaped is going beyond the groin with their new ultra premium body wash. It's infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized.
They also just launched their new 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, which has key ingredients with benefits that include hydrating, nourishing, conditioning the scalp, and strengthening your hair at the same time. Tis the season to load up on Manscaped products. So get yourself, your dad, your brother, your friends, your neighbor, the best gift of all, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Reality NSFW listeners get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. Every guy out there needs to add Manscaped to their wish list this holiday season.
And this is Santa Claus talking to you once again. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. That is 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use promo code SURVIVOR. Clean up your nuts and make Santa proud this year.
We're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. And it's amazing as a midnight snack right before bed.
0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories per serving.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. And build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and my favorite, maple waffle. Now, Magic Spoon recently brought back their two super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle. Thank goodness. But they're back permanently. And when these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quickly. Now, I'm here to let you know you can get them again or try them for the first time. Why? Because they're delicious and indulgent.
Johnny, Magic Spoon has so many great flavors that I really enjoy, and even my kids enjoy them. We have the cocoa, fruity frosted, peanut butter. All these are really great combinations. They enjoy waking up in the morning and getting some Magic Spoon right off to start their day great before they head off to school. I think everybody listening should give Magic Spoon a try, or if you've tried them already, it's time to reorder. Let's get you some more Magic Spoon and get your day started right.
Hey, when I finish a podcast late at night, the first thing I'm thinking is not sleep. It's let me grab a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon before I go to bed.
So go to magicspoon.com/survivor to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code SURVIVOR at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/survivor and use the code SURVIVOR to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.